Win 98.5, your country on a Tuesday night. It's time for Homegrown and Danny Jamerson. What's up?
Nothing. How are you?
You know, we're up here playing music.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's Tuesday night. It's what we do. Yeah. So this is my first time to interview you, but not the first time on the station, obviously. Been here quite a bit in the past. Helped us out with St. Jude. So thank you for answering the phones for us a few months ago.
I love doing that. That's one of my favorite times of the year.
Well, thank you so much again. So tell me what's been going on. What's new with you?
Not a whole lot. We've been playing out a lot. Just recently opened up for Eric Pasley in Lansing. That was incredible. It was a sold out show. And, you know, just going back and forth to Nashville and writing and recording for the next album and keeping on.
Well, so let's talk a little bit about the writing for the next album. What kind of way are you looking at here? Is it going to be, what kind of theme are you going with? Is there one?
You know, I think over the last couple years, I've kind of found my sound. I used to just kind of do anything, write whatever, but I've really found my sound and my niche, I think. So it's kind of country rock, kind of edgy. We just got done recording one of the songs a couple weeks ago, and we're recording some this week. It's going to be, I'm really excited to have it come out. It's going to be the end of this year. I'm excited for people to hear it.
All right, so are we looking at a full length or an EP?
I'm not sure yet.
Not sure yet.
I have enough for a full length, but I don't know if we're just going to go with the EP or do a full album.
All right, so now you've been in the studio. How's that been?
I love it. You know, playing live will always be my favorite because there's nothing that beats that, but it's really fun to get in the studio and just be able to experiment a little bit with how the song's going to go and hear it all come together so quickly. You know, they can do it. The producer's just like in a snap. They're so fast with it. So it's fun. I love it.
And just being in the studio itself, you know, you're saying with the producers, because you may have an idea for one sound for a song and they could just throw a curveball at you and it's perfect.
Yeah, and it's happened before. On my last CD, I had a song, Dirty Boys, actually. I had it in my head how I wanted it. And they're like, well, let's try it. We've got this sound. We've been kind of working on it. And I'm like, okay, well, let's hear it. And they did it and they nailed it. And I was like, oh, never mind. Never mind what I said, because, you know, sometimes I don't agree with it, but sometimes they're dead on.
And that's why they get paid the big bucks.
Exactly, and that's why they do what they do.
So who is producing you?
Right now, we have a couple different people working on it. We're, my last album, I had Mark Allen Barnett, who I write with a lot, and Jay Verne, who owned the studio. But this year, we're having a couple different demo sessions, so we'll see. I'm kind of going to see who kind of feels my sound the best, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah. So nobody's solid.
That's a good way of doing it, and so make sure that your fans are getting exactly what they expect from a live show.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, the next album, I think, line up with what they see live. It's going to be the same.
Well, very cool. So let's go ahead and hear one. What are you going to play for us? Is this going to be one of the new ones?
This is going to be one of the new ones. I wrote this with Mark Allen Barnett and Joey Scott, and she's written for Colin Ray and Shania Twain. And we wanted to write a breakup song that wasn't sad and depressing, and it wasn't angry and like, I want to kill you. So
that's a wide range,
yeah,
right there.
But it's two opposite spectrums. And so we tried to get one that with just, you know, it just wasn't quite right, and it didn't work out. So it's called Love Enough.
All right, Danny Jamerson on Homegrown at Win 98.5.
By now, it should have been clear. By now, I should have been feeling, oh yeah, for sure, you're the one. But now it's breaking my heart, looking at you with a question mark. Oh yeah, I think it's coming undone, coming undone. Must be some heartless demon making me feel what I'm not feeling, 'cause I wouldn't wanna hurt someone I love. Been trying to deny it, the bitter bottom line is, with all the good between the two of us, it just ain't love enough. What makes the leaving so bad is you are the guy in the white hat. Oh yeah, right there to save the day with a smile that made me smile back. A dozen roses and a six pack. So why am I riding away? Oh, I'm riding away. Must be
some heartless demon making me feel what I'm not feeling. 'Cause I wouldn't want to hurt someone I love. Been trying to deny it. The bitter bottom line is, with all the good between the two of us, it just ain't love enough. So I can't say who's gonna do the deepest bleeding. The one who's left or the one who's leaving. Must be some heartless demon making me feel what I'm not feeling. 'Cause I wouldn't wanna hurt someone I love. Been trying to deny it. The bitter bottom line is, with all the good between the two of us, just ain't love enough. It just ain't love enough. No, it just ain't love enough.
Win 98.5, Danny Jamerson. Yeah, that definitely fit right in the middle
right
there.
Right in the middle of it, right?
Yeah, it was like, you know, I really don't care. You know, it happens.
It was
one of those songs.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, very cool. So I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you to get in the studio and be coming on this new album.
Thank you.
It's going to be fantastic, I'm sure. I mean, playing a lot of dates around here all the time. So you're constantly out on the road.
Yep.
And you're trying to fit in, going into a studio. And you're trying to fit in writing songs.
Yeah.
What do you do for fun?
I write songs for fun.
Well,
no, you know, I have a good group of friends that were really close knit. I've my family too. I hang out with my family all the time. It's lame, but I like hang out with my family on days off. I go and I spend time at my parents' house. So, but I really do. I love playing music and I love writing and performing. And
okay, so now I ask this question all the time. Now you got to tell me, what's your method of songwriting? Everybody's is a little different. You know, some people you have to just say, I am going to write a song today. And it's going to be about this. Or is it more like you're just cruising down the road and you just have some random thing pop in your head?
Yeah, it's really hard for me to sit down and say, without any ideas, and just say, okay, we're going to write a song about
Jack Daniels.
Yes, exactly. That's hard for me to like sit down and just say, this is what we're going to write about. I have to have time to, you know, I'll drive. I have a note. You know, I have notes in my phone and, you know, on paper everywhere.
Thank goodness for the voice recorders on phones when you're driving.
I did. In high school, I was like in the bathroom, like whispering in my phone because I get random ideas. And, you know, I've learned that if I don't record them or get them down, they're gone. I get the ideas and then I kind of think on it. And then when we go into writing sessions, I'm just like, hey, this is what I have. I've got, you know, this and a couple lines and this idea and this is what I want it to be about. And, you know, we kind of build it from there. But
how many notebooks do you have like that already?
So many. And the problem is I'm not very organized when it comes to like writing. So like I've got like notes and then like three pages will be blank. And then I've got like notes because I just like open it to the first page and I like write it down. So I've literally got stacks in my room and I just have to like thumb through them and see what I have.
Very nice. Well, let's go ahead and hear another one on Homegrown. What's this one about?
This one it's a song I wrote with my friend Debbie Pascarella, and we were writing a different song, actually, and she said something about sometimes she has to listen to her bad girl, and we're like, hold on, and we wrote this in about 20 minutes.
That's a great hook right there.
Yeah, and actually, an artist named Erica Nicole, she released this as her single a few weeks ago, and it's number 50 on the Billboard Music Row charts. So if you like this version, if you like this song, you can download her version on iTunes. Her name's Erica Nicole, and it's called I Listen to My Bad Girl.
All right, Danny Jamerson on Homegrown, Win 98.5.
He's a bit more than I hoped for tonight. He's got me on the dance floor and holding me so tight. He's giving me a hot kiss. I can't resist. I let him walk me to my car. I should have hit the brakes before it got too far. But I listened to my bad girl, the one who loves trouble, the one I shouldn't hang around. Yeah, you know my bad girl. She dares me to the double, hangs out with a rowdy crowd. And even though I know it ain't right, I listen to my bad girl. She's a black dress, a hidden cigarette sometimes. She's a shot of Jack instead of sweet red wine. And she can be a hot mess, and she says whatever's on her mind. She pulls me in, persuades me all the time. So I listen to my bad girl, the one who loves trouble, the one I shouldn't hang around. Yeah, you know my bad girl, she dares me to the double, hangs out with a rowdy crowd. And even though I know it ain't right, I listen to my bad girl. I listen to my bad girl. Most of the time I find myself listening to the good one. But sometimes she just ain't no fun. So I listen to my bad girl, the one who loves trouble, the one I shouldn't hang around. Yeah, you know my bad girl, she dares me to the double, hangs out with a rowdy crowd. And even though I know it ain't right, I listen to my bad girl. I listen to my bad girl. I listen to my bad girl.
Win 98.5, Danny Jamerson. That is a hit right there.
Thank you. I hope so. Fingers crossed.
Well, hey, you know, get up there in those charts, you know, get those royalty checks coming in.
Exactly. Well, I can't wait for the first one.
There you go. Well, hey, congratulations on everything you're doing, getting back in the studio. Yeah, it's got to be a fantastic time for you. I can tell you're excited about it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Got any shows coming up?
I do. On the Friday, the 28th, I believe. We're at Toby Keith's in Detroit, and it's our first time on the east side, so we're really excited about it. And then the second weekend in April, I'm at JT's in Coldwater, just acoustic, and then I've got some more lined up, but you can check it out on our Facebook page, just the Danny Jamerson Band, and we post all of our shows there.
Well, fantastic. Danny, thanks for coming in.
And thank you so much.
Have fun in that studio. We'll see you. It's Homegrown on Win 98.5.